Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, United States Navy Seabees, two combat tours in Iraq. And this is our opportunity to talk with you this morning about some great things that are going on in our community with our veterans, to talk about our advocacy for those that are looking for help. It doesn't matter if you are a veteran, doesn't matter what era you are as a veteran, if you are a spouse, if you are a son or daughter, if you are the friend of a veteran and you know someone who is in need or is looking for questions or answers, we would like to be a part of that solution to help you find out what those solutions would be, the answers to those questions. I know there's a lot of different things that veterans have questions about and the families have, and they're not always sure where to look. And this program is about helping you find out the advocacy to be able to take care and be a positive solution in that veteran's life or the family of that veteran. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio. If you'd like to call in this morning, the number is 605-4567. That's 605-4567. And we thank you for being here this morning as we talk about our veterans and some of our veterans' issues going on. This program is brought to you by Foster's Brush Hog Service, locally owned and insured, giving veterans and elderly discounts, specializing in fire compliance services, and fire breaks after storm cleanup removal and waste from leftover transients. And I always hate having to say that part. It's terrible that in this day and age that we always have to talk about dealing with homeless issues and things like that, but it's a reality in our communities. Keith Foster at Brush Hog Service, he does a wonderful job. They're locally owned and operated right here in Anderson, California. The number is 440-9531, 440-9531. And Keith Foster, he supports this program, honoring his Korean War father who served during the United States Navy in Korea. And thank you again, Keith, for sponsoring this program, honoring your dad. Once again, the number is 440-9531, and that is for Foster's Brush Hog Tractor Service. So if you're looking for what a brush hog is, that's a tractor and a unit goes through, knocks out brush and branches and weeds and you name it, and cleans it all up for fire protection and to get rid of all that extra storm damage. Great guy, great opportunity to serve here in the community. Also, we'd like to invite you to an event coming up for the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center. It's the Valentine's Day Dinner and Dance, and that is Saturday, February 8th, 2020, obviously, from 6 to 11 p.m. at 3210 West Center Street in Anderson. That's the VFW and the Veterans Event Hall there. And for more information concerning that event, you can call the museum office. That's 378-2280. 378-2280. That's the office of the museum. And we're going to have some delicious gourmet spaghetti with all of the fixings. I mean, some great salads and croutons and shredded Parmesan cheese and everything that goes along with that. So it'd be a couple of different types of spaghetti sauces, some with meat, some without meat, mushrooms and veggies. And just, you know, it's just going to be simmering. You can just see the steam coming off of it and some great garlic buttered bread, a wonderful evening with some great music. It'll be a silent auction with some drawings, and the whole idea is for you to be able to come and have a wonderful evening with your loved one or your spouse and to share an evening before. You know, Valentine's Day is in the middle of the week, so this is a Saturday evening, February 8th. The cost is $35 a couple or $20 an individual, and if it's all-you-can-eat buffet. So, you know, if you're going to go out to Olive Garden or anywhere else or anything like that, you're going to pay the same, if not more money. And this is helping the Northern California Veterans Museum and the nonprofit programs that we support, which are Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services and our Silver Star Widows Veterans Program that helps take care of our elderly veterans in our community with advocacy and also with help and with medical equipment and gear and things like that. They're in need. And, you know, a lot of these times that our combat veterans pass away and they're buried out at IGO or different places. And the widow and the family don't know what benefits are available for the widow or the widower who are left behind. And we have daughters come in all the time. My mom's struggling. My dad's passed away. I don't know what to do. Is she eligible for this? Is she eligible for that? And so we try to put together that advocacy and point them in the right direction. Sometimes we can help them in-house at the Veterans Museum office with certain things that they're requesting or certain items that they have that need to be addressed. And so a positive solution for our elderly veterans and their widows here in our community, Silver Star Veterans, Widows, and program. And once again, the Valentine's Day dinner that is Saturday, February 8th, the funds that come from this help promote and take care of our elderly veterans and our younger veterans post-9/11 for Homeward Bound Military Family Support Services. We've gotten more requests to ship more boxes overseas now that we have men and women who are deployed to the Middle East. And that's not just with the Army. That's the Marine Corps, the Navy, the Air Force, the Coast Guard. They're all involved. And so we are collecting more items to be able to ship overseas. We'll be putting together some more boxes, care packages, and we'll be shipping those at the end of February, first part of March. So as you're out there, if you'd like to be a part, we'd like to encourage you to drop off some non-perishable food items that we can ship overseas in care packages. And also, if you'd like to sponsor a box, it costs us about $19 per box to ship them overseas to an APO-FPO address in the combat zone. And so every little help part that you can help us with, that helps make the program go farther. Nobody in the entire program with the Northern California Veterans Museum takes a wage. I just want you to know that. The entire program is a labor of love. I am a retired veteran. I live off of my Navy retirement, my disability, and our other veterans are the same. They come in, they serve, they help, they volunteer. They work laboriously to make these programs happen and to take care of our veterans in our community. It is a labor of love. So funding that comes in goes right back out in our services that we provide to our veterans in our community and in the advocacy, and also a gracious grant that has been donated to help offset the cost of this radio program so we can talk to you about the Veterans Museum offices and what we're doing and how things are coming together. And so it's just been a wonderful opportunity. I spent most of this week working with Shasta County and the Division of Drinking Water and the Environmental Health, and things are coming together for the Northern California Veterans Museum property on top of Cottonwood Hill there at 4659 Ronda Road. And we are looking for some wonderful things to take place for the museum in 2020. And so I want you to keep in mind with that when we have our fundraisers, and we invite you to be a part of the program. Things are happening. They're good things. We're taking care of our veterans, and because you're a part of that, you're a positive part of our community when you support the museum. You're a positive part of helping take care of our veterans that are in need. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
Alan Gordon here, Coachmaster Collision. In our 50 years in business, we've met many interesting people. One customer complained the car pulled hard to the right. When I inspected the car, I noticed a small bag of rocks tied to the left side of her steering wheel. The customer stated that on long trips, the rocks would counteract the pull. Problem solved. Only temporarily, though. The pull was easily repaired with suspension adjustments and a wheel alignment, despite being told by another shop the vehicle had major frame problems. Having confidence and trust in the professionalism of who is repairing your vehicle is sometimes the greatest struggle. When this customer has a problem with her car, she calls Coachmaster. If the issue isn't our specialty, I'm glad to recommend the best qualified company. After all, this is my customer. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Remember Coachmaster on Eastside Road, serving the Reading community since 1969. Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Down to Wind River Resort and Casino and see what we have to offer. Because your health and safety matter to us, we have refined our Elements and Creekside dining space and menus with you in mind to enjoy a comfortable experience. Elements is offering Sunday brunch off the menu, all you can eat. Let us do the preparing, plating, and serving. Same deliciousness, different delivery. Creekside is a fast, friendly, casual pub and grill with a tempting selection of food and beverages. We guarantee you will be amazed. Visit WindRiver.com.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Everywhere you look across the land, you can see the flag is flying high. North to south and from east to west, the colors of our flag remind us why our fathers fought and our fathers died to preserve our liberty. Well, it stands for freedom and it stands for pride. Our flag still flies high.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows, director for the Northern California Veterans Museum. And what a great, what a beautiful song, talking about our American flag and why it flies and the men and women who serve underneath that flag and who defend it every day for us to have the freedoms that we have. The last couple of weekends we've been talking about leadership in our communities, veterans coming back from serving around the world, and then serving here in our communities and bringing positive aspects to our communities. And so we're going to continue that today. We have a wonderful guest. It'll be our second hour, and that will be our mayor, Adam McElvain. And he is a former veteran, and he brings his services and his strengths to our community from his service in the military and serving of our nation. And it'll be a wonderful opportunity to chat with him and to talk about where he served and what he did and how he brings that to our community and makes that a positive attribute here in Redding, California, in Shasta, California, in Northern California. And it is so important for you to understand how quietly and how involved our veterans are to help make things happen behind the scenes that you may never know about. There's a time for daring, and there's a time for caution, and a wise man understands which is called for. Men and women who are strong are always men and women who are fixed somewhere, who have a conviction from which they cannot be separated by argument, which cannot be changed, whatever the circumstances in which they live. Sometimes these individuals are very narrow-minded, but they are wonderfully strong. They are singularly obstinate, but they are splendidly dependable. Consequently, we always know where to find these people. The fixed heart is the secret of courage. Courage is an affair of the heart. courage is the conscious of the heart that is fixed. What then shall we do when life is tough and hard and sometimes unbearable? We shall continue to do our duty, the thing that is nearest, the things that we have to do tomorrow morning, setting our priorities straight, continuing to look forward and continue to look for the goals that need to be taken care of. We will do that, and we will do it well, and it will be done cheerfully. What this nation needs now, just as much and perhaps more than anything else, is the multiplication of strong men and women who are not afraid of evil in our communities. They're not afraid of evil naysayers. They're not afraid of people who are trying to tear our nations and our cities apart, trying to cause panic that demoralizes our men and women in our communities. These men and women will stay focused and do their work and fight the good fight. It's real easy sometimes to listen to people who spread hate and discontent, who are always saying that our nation is doing bad things, our communities are doing bad things, that everybody out there is trying to find fault and everything else. When, you know, those people are penny-ante individuals who say that the sky is falling. Well, there will always be issues that are around the world. There will always be earthquakes and famines and things like that. But it's up to us as individuals in our communities to stay strong. It's important for us to surround ourselves with strong community leaders, friends and family members who help us to become better citizens where we live, right in our homes, right in our streets, right in our towns, and better fathers and mothers and people who are positive mentors and role models in our daily lives. Life's too short to deal with these naysayers. Life's too short to deal with people who are always trying to find fault. People who are trying to beat you up. There are people who are trying to verbally abuse you or emotionally abuse you or sometimes physically abuse you. We always need to make sure that we look for courage and we need to be strong in our communities. And that's why we look to leaders in our communities who help bring us to a better place in our lives and bring us to a better place in our communities so we can stand strong against these things that tear us down. On a personal level, how are you measuring up with your priorities? How are you doing in your lives when you are out and about doing things in our community? I want to read this little poem to you and chart your own profile. Think about this as I read this to you in your own life. I saw him tearing down a building, a group of men in a busy town. With hefty blow and lusty yell, they swung with zest and a sidewall fell. I asked the foreman, are these men skilled? The kind you would hire if you had to build? He looked at me and laughed, no, indeed, unskilled labor is all I need. Why they can wreck in a day or two what it has taken skilled builders years to do. I stood and pondered for a moment, and I asked myself as I went my way, which of these roles have I tried to play? Am I a builder with rule and square, measuring and constructing with skill and care? Or am I the wrecker who walks the town, content with the business of tearing down? Just think about that for a minute in your daily life. Do we build up our families and our homes and our communities, or do we just allow destruction in our lives with those around us and those things that are taking place? You drive through the town, and you see individuals. There's new graffiti on the freeway where they just put the brand-new on-ramp for right there at South Bonnie View over by the In-N-Out Burger, and I drove by the other day, and I thought to myself, brand new. It's only been up. They've just taken the forms off maybe for a month, and somebody has already gone through there and written graffiti all over the side of the freeway right there on the north side of South Bonnie View. And I thought to myself, boy, if I could find out who did that, what would we do? The question is what would our community, what is our community doing? Who is it? Is it somebody that's just driving through the North State on the I-5 from one location to the next and think, hey, there's an opportunity to tag that. I've been here and done that. Fools' names and fools' faces are often seen in public places. That's what my father always told me whenever he saw graffiti. And it's something that just has always irked me. We have a problem with that in Cottonwood on occasion. You look and somebody's tagged the bridge, the Cottonwood Bridge down there, and it's like, how do you take care of your community? How do you be good citizens? How do you continue to try to hold together a community when there are individuals that are out there that are constantly on a daily basis looking to tear it down, whether they're stealing in our community, whether they're tagging bridges and walls and slurs and gang names and things like that? we as citizens in our community need to make sure that we keep our eyes out. If we see something like that, we need to make sure that we voice our opinion. Silence is consent, ladies and gentlemen. Silence is consent. Think about that. If you don't say anything, you agree with that graffiti. If you don't say anything, you agree with that person that just threw the trash out the window and it's laying on the side of the road. Or those individuals who leave all their stuff laying everywhere. We still have a problem with homeless people in Anderson. And we constantly are picking up their trash at the Veterans Museum offices. Their trash, sleeping bags, old clothes. Now we have an issue with excrement on the side of the building because they came over there and hid in the dark. And they do their nasty deed when nobody's looking. And how do you catch these people or find these people that are doing their nasty deeds in our communities? And so one of the things that this morning as we're talking to the mayor, we're going to talk to him about some of the solutions the city of Reading is working on to come up with some of these things. And hopefully that'll carry over to some of our smaller towns like Anderson, because as much as the Anderson Police Department works very, very hard to help take care of the homeless issue, these gremlins, these individuals who are out there who to tear down and to rip apart and to abuse our community are still there. And they come out in the dark at 2 o'clock in the morning, 3 o'clock in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning when we're trying to rest and get our sleep as business people and as individuals in the community. And they tear and they destroy in the dark shadows. And it's not just this community. It's the Shasta County area, but it's also our entire nation. We have this problem. And there's always been some of it going on throughout the years, but it seems like it's getting worse and worse. But we as individuals and citizens in our community need to band together. We need to keep our eyes open. We need to watch what's going on. And we need to make sure that other people, such as our law enforcement, are aware of these things when they happen. And our law enforcement can't always be out there to do it. They're always going to be a little bit undermanned because there's so much stuff going on. But we as citizens in our community need to make sure that we do not let our voices be unheard when things like that take place. Whether it's in the streets, whether it's on our homes, on our the streets of our homes in our community. It's really easy for evil to overcome good men. In fact, the only way that evil overcomes good men is for good men to be quiet and to be silent and not to do anything. And that's not just about men. That's about women also. Men and women need to step up when they see something that's wrong and they need to bring it to our law enforcement's attention, or they need to go to our city councils or our supervisor meetings and they need to bring it out and they need to talk about that. Because this is our home. This is our community. And if you don't speak out about things in your community, if you don't come out and say things that need to be talked about, who else is there to blame? Sure, you can blame anybody else that's out there. But if you know there's an issue and you don't bring it to the forefront of the table so that other people can know what's going on, then you have to point that finger right back at yourself. We, as a community, need to make sure that we step up and take care of our own homes and our own town and our own citizens and help to rid our community of a lot of these issues. Some of them will always be there, and there will always be a fight of good against evil. And that's how it is, and that's the way it will be. But like I said, silence is consent. You need to have your voice heard. You need to step up to the plate, and you need to make sure that somebody else in leadership knows. Somebody, whether it's the city council or the police or the fire department or the sheriff's department, they need to know, because if they don't know, they can't help take care of the problem. They can't help solve it. So I just go ahead and encourage you in your community and our communities to step up, voice your opinion, and let people know when there's a problem going on so we can be successful and we can have a good community and we can have a place where we can live and bring up our children and our grandchildren. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
The value of banking local comes in being able to walk into the lobby, see the president, and be called by your first name, knowing that lending decisions are made locally by people you call neighbor or serve alongside when supporting a worthy cause. There's confidence in knowing that when you place your trust in Cornerstone Community Bank, you not only help yourself, you support the town you call home. Stop by one of our Reading or Red Bluff branches or visit us online at bankcornerstone.com. Cornerstone Community Bank. We invite you to experience how we are moving local dreams forward.
Hey, Linda, show's over. Let's hop in the truck and head over to Country Kitchen for breakfast.
Oh, yeah.
Country Kitchen is open for that in-dining experience for breakfast and lunch 7 days a week from 7 a.m. to 2 p.m. And Country Kitchen has their own in-house bakery, everything home-cooked with the freshest ingredients. Can I hear yum?
You can hear cinnamon rolls. Country Kitchen, locally owned for 27 years, located on Hilltop Drive in the Hillcrest Shopping Center.
Let's go.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
In July, we're talking about getting your book into your target audience's hands, even if you're on a tight budget. August is Diagnosis Writer, which means we're taking a look at how to identify and solve common problems for many authors.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
I was there in the winter of 64 when we camped in the ice at Nashville's door. 300 miles our trail had led. We barely had time to bury our dead. When the Yankees charged and the colors fell, Overton Hill was a living hell. When we called retreat, it was almost dark. Died with a grape shot in my heart. Say a prayer for peace, for every fallen son.
Good morning, you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Rob Rose, your host for Battlefield Expressions. You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio program. And we are talking about the courage of our veterans. We're talking about the courage of men and women in our communities, young and old, who step up and voice their opinion when they see things that are taking place that should not be happening. And once again, we have one of the most beautiful homes here in Northern California with, and I'm not talking about my home, I'm talking about the home of Shasta County with the beautiful snow-covered mountains this morning. We get so busy, even in our lives here in Shasta County, we don't stop and take in the nature that is around us every day. If you have the opportunity today to step out and look at the snow-covered mountains that are surrounding us this morning, and the cool, crisp air, and Shasta is just protruding out into the open horizon, and Lassen is a monument to our east, and the Trinity Alps to stand tall and above us over to our west towards Weaverville, in Trinity Lake, we just live in an outstanding, beautiful country of Northern California. And just what a wonderful opportunity it is for us to live here. It was just, it's just so important for us to be able to take care of this community. When other people come through our community from other big cities that don't care, they don't have, sometimes it's just like nobody ever taught them the difference between right or wrong. And I struggle with that on so many different levels because my family, my mother, my father were so very strict with me as I was growing up as a patriotic son and understanding my father's service during World War II and my mother's service during World War II and my grandfather's sacrifice during World War I, how important it is that we have this freedom that we have, and with freedom comes self-discipline. And that self-discipline is what keeps us from going out and throwing our trash on the street. And that self-discipline is what keeps us from taking a can of paint and spraying either public property or somebody's private property, or throwing a rock and busting somebody's window, or doing some other type of destruction here in the community. If you see something like that taking place in our community, once again, I want to remind you, we need to step up to the plate, and we need to tell our law enforcement. We need to go to our city council meetings. We need to go to our supervisor meetings. We need to make sure that somebody knows what's going on so we can stay on top of that. Because otherwise our entire community is going to look like Tijuana, Mexico, if you've ever been to a third world country. It's just trash in the streets. It's just things are torn down. Things are abused. People just take what they want. It's like a riot every day. And we should not stand for that in our Northern California community. We should not stand for that anywhere across our nation. But because we live here, we need to make sure that we take care of our Northern California area. I'll tell you what. I did serve 23 years in the United States Navy, and I've served all around the world. Like I said, 2 combat tours in Iraq, Iraq on the Syrian border, the Jordanian border, the Iranian border, the Turkish border, the Saudi Arabian border, the Persian Gulf. And I have seen my fill of what a third world and a fifth world country looks like without war, let alone once you bring war into it. And so we just need to stay on top of it, because if we don't are not proactive in our communities, these things will just overcome us. And then guess what? Then we just accept it and live with it. And that's not acceptable in our communities. And so this morning I want to talk to you about from love of country to love of community, how the mentorship of our veterans coming into public management is so important. And this article that I'm going to read you talks about military officers that come off of duty and come back in and serve in their communities as leaders. And it also applies to our younger veterans on a lower scale, because obviously a younger veteran who hasn't made it above sergeant or anything like that does not have those extra skills that are taught to them in those other leadership positions. But it doesn't mean that they can't come back and go to school and to be instilled with those leadership skills as they move forward in their lives and they continue, whether it's in a business or whether it's in their lives and leadership in their home with their wives or their children, or also in if they're working for someone, the skills that they bring to that business, the integrity and the hardworking capability. You know, not all veterans are that aggressive. Not all veterans are there's men and women out there who come back out of the military and they got issues. There's no doubt about it. We see those people every now and then, but we try to encourage them to step back into the plate and be good individuals. Not everybody leaves the military with an honorable discharge, which is a terrible thing, but it happens. We get men and women in the military who don't step up to that plate. They don't step up to those needs and those deals, and they have issues on the inside just as if they were having issues on the outside. But for those who serve honorably and those who step up to the plate and they have that honor, courage, and commitment they bring back to our communities and their homes and their lives, those are the ones that we encourage to continue to be strong supporters in our community and to bring those aspects back. Few people could say that local government management is not an interesting profession. You never know when a positive interaction experience or guidance will mint a new local government professional, even as a second career. All veterans choose to serve for many reasons, such as love of country and desire to serve and protect our community. Transitioning to local government gives veterans the opportunity to continue to serve and make a difference at the local level. Additionally, working closely with the municipalities and communities is both varied and exciting and provide the broad leadership challenges that veterans enjoy even while they were in the military. Many of today's local officials have little, if any, military experience, which requires helping them recognize veterans as key assets once upon they leave the military, especially if the community does not have a base near it, which we don't here in Northern California. We don't have any military facilities. According to retired Navy Commander Lowell Crane, the biggest hurdle that you'll face in the career transition process is the multitude of stereotypes of what military leaders are like. When I interviewed for my second position after serving in local government for 3 years, I was still getting asked how I was going to transition from military to a civilian career. Many base commanders have a large civilian workforce that work underneath them, and those workforces present the same challenges in local government. An example of this is how local government functions are at a slower pace, oftentimes driven by the political nature of a decision, which can be very frustrating, especially since military decisions are made by a commanding general or by the president or by somebody in other leadership, and those directions are given to you to follow. They're not political. They're not supposed to be political, but sometimes they can be political, but it's never the same policies that you would find in a civilian sector. I would advise those that are looking to become a mentor to take the time to discuss a career transition with those that are seeking a role in local government. City and county managers and administrators provided me with useful information while identifying gaps in my base knowledge. Nobody knows it all. Everybody has to continue their education, whether you're young or you're old, or you're an advanced officer, a senior officer, or you're senior enlisted, or you're a junior personnel. All of our life is a continuing education process. And the only time that we really come to a point where we fail in our lives is when we stop learning. Every day should be a new challenge for you. Every day you should learn something new. Every day is an opportunity to move forward in your life and to be able to make that positive. Before I continue with the rest of this, we're going to play a song. It's called Red, White, and Blue.
Guts and it's the glory, 100 stripes, 100 stories. It's the pledge of allegiance on the 4th of July. It's some handwritten letters home. It's some sleepless nights alone. It's his newborn baby he left with his wife. Mr. Red, White, and Blue. The golden coast of California. marching line, marching line.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. We'll be right back.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Colonoscopy is the most effective method of screening for colon cancer and is the only procedure that can both detect and prevent cancer in one procedure. Take-home tests can miss up to 1 in 12 of colon cancers and most precancerous polyps. If you're 50 or older, now is the time to schedule this life-saving test. When caught early, the survival rate of colon cancer is 90%, so stop making excuses and get screened. This public service message is brought to you by Reading Endoscopy Center. Call him at 530-246-7000 or visit readingendoscopy.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
You know, it can be difficult to find a trustworthy, knowledgeable, and yet affordable auto repair shop. Advanced Automotive is the second generation, locally owned, full-service repair shop serving our community since 1993, and one of only four AAA-approved auto repair shops in the Reading area. Advanced Automotive has a goal, and it's to keep it simple to have safe, reliable vehicles for our customers and our community. Call or come by to meet the crew who is here to serve you. 244-4423 at Advanced Automotive.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference before, during, and after disasters such as hurricanes, tornadoes, floods, or wildfires. So when disaster strikes, you want to be prepared to protect them. Be sure to microchip or tag your pets. Never leave them behind in a major crisis, and be sure to have an emergency kit ready in your home at all times with a pet crate or carrier, leash, blanket, ID, and medications, their water bowl, and 7 to 10 days worth of food. To find out how to protect your entire family during a disaster and help our best friends in their worst times, please visit AmericanHumane.org.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
It was a home run when the game was tied, a pickup truck when I could drive, one pink line when Katie said I'm late. It was a passing grade, a pretty girl, all the money in the world. What mattered then kept changing every day. But when I bow my head tonight, there'll be no me, myself, and I. Just watch my wife and kids, please, Lord. That's all I ask for anymore.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows. This is KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio program. We have a caller on the radio right now. It's Jeff Nelson, a Vietnam veteran with the Airborne. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning. Yeah, I just called in. I wanted to pass on the good work that you did in my neighborhood for a World War II veteran.
Well, thank you.
What happened was I was kind of keeping an eye on him. They're both in the 90s, he and his wife, and then she had a stroke and was taken down south. And when they got back, while they were gone, somebody had broken in their home and stole everything they had, their towels, dishwash, everything. There was nothing left in that house, furniture, bedding. And poor Fran was crying when I found him. And so I put the call out to Rob and Tom and the volunteers. And the next morning, 8 o'clock, three pickup loads of furniture, food, all the utensils, everything they needed was delivered. And a little after noon, it was all done. And they had a complete household full of new furniture. And just since then, she had passed away a while back, and now he just left us too. So we're going to go back and collect up that furniture and give it to the next veteran that needs help. So I just thought I'd pass that on and show what some of the good deeds that your organization has been doing.
Well,
that's all I got.
Jeff, thank you. I hang on the air for just a minute. The program that we're talking about, a Silver Star Veterans and Widows program, and this man and woman, this husband and wife, they were in their 90s. When we walked into the house, there was a chair and a wheelchair. She was in a wheelchair. He was in a chair. They were sitting next to each other, and they were huddled together in an empty room. There was literally nothing in the house. I mean, it was the whole picture was a crime to see what was going on. And they were literally besides themselves. They didn't know what to do. They were literally sitting in the middle of the room waiting to die, literally. And we pulled together, and we were able to go in there and take them the food. We opened up the refrigerator. The refrigerator hadn't worked for days. The milk was spoiled. The cheese was spoiled. Everything was spoiled. We went in there. We gave them a new refrigerator, a new microwave. We filled the refrigerator with fresh milk and eggs and cheese and foods that they could use, easy opening stuff that they could go ahead and manage because they were having a difficult time being at the age that they were. We had a couch. We had all these things that had been donated to our program from people in the community that we held and kept together for incidences just like this. And we took them toilet paper and towels and deodorant and shampoos, just the basic things that you would use on a daily basis. And, Jeff, I just want to say thank you for bringing that to our attention so that we could go ahead and make a difference in those lives. You know, that was probably about 2.5 years ago. And literally, if we had not had the opportunity to go in there and share with them and to take care of them in the manner that we did, they would have been dead in weeks. They didn't have any food. They didn't even have any toilet paper. The whole thing was, it was a crying shame. It was a travesty. And for us to, and this is right here in Anderson, right here in our Northern California community. And so that's why this program, being able to help take care of our elderly veterans in one manner or another is so critical and so important. There are folks out there that need this on a daily basis. This might have been one of the worst case scenarios, but there are other widows and veterans that are in different stages of the same issue. And when we have the opportunity to step up and to take these items and the funding that we get, Reading Rancheria has given us a grant that we use for Silver Star Veterans and Widows in our Homeward Bound program, taking care of our veterans that are in need. So kudos and thank you to Reading Rancheria for that grant funding, because that's the money that we use to go out and to fund these small grants to these families. You know, a month's worth of groceries is a lot of money for a couple that has no income. Just having the basics, Jeff, like you said, paper towels on the counter, dish soap to be able to wash the dishes, toilet paper and cream to be able to take care of their skin when they have psoriasis issues and things like that. Most of us have that in our daily life. We don't think about it. But for elderly couples to get to that point in their life, this is that opportunity for our programs in our community to be able to step in and to make that happen. And you brought that to our attention, and I thank you. Jeff, you're involved in so many things in our community as a Vietnam veteran, and I just want to say thank you to Jeff for stepping up and being a voice in our community. You call me with things all the time. We step out. We try to make things happen. You're a former CHP officer, and that brings a lot to the table, because you already spent all of those years serving California and serving the community and putting your life on the line as a law enforcement officer. And so, Jeff, for your service in the airborne for the United States Army during Vietnam, thank you for your military service. And once again, for serving our communities as a CHP officer, and now that you're retired, thank you for those years that you protected our highways and you saved lives on the road. And thank you for continuing to work in our community as a positive influence as we help other veterans that are in need. Sometimes it's only veterans helping veterans. Not always, but sometimes it's only veterans helping veterans. And so thank you, Jeff, very much for your help in our community, for your continued support and service. I know that you're dealing with health issues, and even though you deal with health issues, you're at the forefront of helping others in our community. So thank you, Jeff.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's the last thing I can do to help out the community, so I'm doing my share as best I can. And I was giving food from the Veteran Volunteer Food Program on Sundays, so I'd bring them a bag of food every week. So made sure they ate well, and any of their needs were taken care of. We could give them rides and so forth. But they lived out their last days as comfortable as they could possibly be under the circumstances. So.
Well, we're thankful to be part of the blessing and the solution in our community. We're getting ready to go to our next break. Jeff, thank you very much. Call back whenever you have the opportunity.
All right, Rob. Okay. All right, Rob.
Thank you.
Bye.
You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. John Lewis, who carried the struggle against racial discrimination from southern battlegrounds of the 1960s to the halls of Congress, has passed away at the age of 80. House Speaker Pelosi confirming his passing late last night. In a 2018 radio address, the Georgia congressman said he was worried about equality after the 2016 election.
We have made progress, but there are new forces trying to take us back.
President Trump says that's simply not true. He says that African Americans have seen major gains, especially when it comes to employment during his administration. Another upset victory in the primaries, a 16-term New York Democratic congressman, toppled by a candidate from the party's insurgent wing. Here's correspondent Julie Walker.
Jamal Bowman, who has never held public office, has won the 16th District Congressional Primary. Bowman, who is 44 and African American, beat Elliot Engel, who is 73, white, and the chairman of the House Foreign Affairs Committee, in a race that could not be called until absentee ballots were counted. Bowman, a former school principal, had said Engel was out of touch with the economically and racially diverse neighborhoods he represents in the Bronx and Westchester. Julie Walker, New York.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has laid out strict criteria for school reopenings at put a big question mark over the possibility of reopening schools this fall. Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti says it is alarming there have been record levels of new COVID-19 infections. The good news is, he says, doctors are getting better at treating those infections.
Doctors are now using high-flow oxygen in many cases instead of ventilators.
And he also says, and we're talking about L.A. Mayor Eric Garcetti, that the best way people can get the kids back to school this fall is to continue to observe social distancing. More from townhall.com.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085.
The NBA's MVP race is over.
And so is the battle for every other individual regular season trophy. The league told teams Friday none of the seeding games will be taken into consideration for any postseason award, and that voting for those honors like All-NBA, Rookie of the Year, and Defensive Player of the Year will be completed before the July 30th restart of the season at Walt Disney World. Typically, those votes are cast closer to the end of the regular season, so the postseason races are still going in many cases, but the individual award chases are now complete. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
Decreasing gasoline supplies blamed for an increase in the national average for a gallon of gasoline. AAA says this week's average price is at $2.20. That's 2 pennies higher than a week ago, 10 cents more than last month. However, the good news is even at $2.20, it's still 59 cents a gallon less than a year ago. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A federal appeals court has temporarily halted a judge's order that the Dakota Access Pipeline be shut down in 3 weeks.
The Bismarck Tribune reports the U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals for the District of Columbia Circuit issued an administrative stay of the judge's order. The appeals court added, however, it, quote, should not be construed in any way as a ruling on the merits of the case. The stay will remain in place until the appeals court rules on whether the developer, Energy Transfer, can keep oil flowing while the court decides the Texas-based company's appeal of the shutdown order.
That is Jeremy House reporting. Renowned theologian Dr. J.I. Packer has passed away. The popular evangelical writer, who was part of both the Anglican and Calvinist traditions, was also one of the most popular theologians of the 20th century. Born in 1926, once sat under the teaching of C.S. Lewis. More details at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle. From your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in, which saves you time and money. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com and like us on Facebook. Or find Premier Oil Change in Wairika on Main Street behind the Valero station. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
score the render's part of good.
A toast to the host of men we most
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and this is the Air Force tribute to the Army Air Corps World War II, Glenn Miller. I'll tell you what, nobody can do it like Glenn Miller, and what a wonderful toast to our men and women who served during World War II and flew those aircraft. If you ever get a chance to look at this video that's online for Glenn Miller, it's air crews, and it's B-17s, and it's formations, and it's P-51 Mustangs flying right next to them as they're taking off and flying over Europe and doing their battle and their duty. What a courageous time in American history in the life of the world. The golden age of aviation into World War II and then on from there into the jet age. And this morning our guest is Mayor Adam McIlvaine, who was former Air Force. And a tribute to you and all those who serve in the Air Force. Good morning, Adam. Thank you for being with us, Mayor.
Good morning. It's great to be here, and I really appreciate the opportunity to get to share about my time in the service, and just really happy to be here. So thanks for having me.
Well, you know, the last couple of weeks we've been talking about leadership in our communities, from veterans who serve their nation faithfully and come back, and then they serve in our communities and continue to carry on that leadership and those skills. Those who do not serve in the United States military as leaders in the community do not have the full capability to bring to the table that our military does. Doesn't matter what branch of service. Mm-hmm. The self-discipline of going through boot camp and through your A schools, which are your initial schools, and proper care and wear of a uniform, and learning how like I said, maintain that self-discipline, which puts you in a whole different category of how to take care of issues, good, bad, and indifferent.
Yeah, and I agree with that. It's there's a lot of you know, beyond the self-discipline, but some deeper things as far as sense of duty, you know, that you develop, and using your talents and skills and strengths to stand up for people that may not be able to stand up for themselves. So I think there's a lot. I remember after getting out of the military, I really had that strong desire to still want to serve my countrymen, and I think probably a lot of veterans, if not all veterans, feel that when they get out, they miss that. It's an amazing thing to get to serve in the military, because it's very fulfilling, it's meaningful.
There's a camaraderie you can't find anywhere else.
There's nothing like it, and I think that's, you know, I think that's when I gave that speech at Memorial Day last year. And that's really what I miss the most, is the brotherhood with my friends, because there's nothing else like it. You know, there's just absolutely nothing like it. And you know that they would put their life on the line for you, and you would do the same for them. And you can't match that feeling. And I was, you know, I did 4 years active duty and then a year in the Air National Guard in California. And it took me probably a year to readjust to civilian life. After just being in for 4 years.
I'm still adjusting. I've been 23 years. That's one of the reasons I do the museum, is I just can't get away from that. I miss, there's a heart light. There is a heart connection to your buddies. I'm not sure exactly if you were ever in the combat situation or anything like that, but even when you're going through blood, sweat, and tears in training, where all of a sudden there comes a point when you and those that you're serving with connect internally. And you get to a point where you're worn down, you're sweaty, you're fatigued, you have hardly any strength left, And yet that hand has reached out to you and lifts you up and carries you to the next point. It's that coercion of camaraderie between men and women and men and women who serve together who make that happen.
Mm-hmm. No, so I was never in a combat situation. We did, you know, in my time in the service, I was in the intelligence community, and we did serve the wartime missions. So we were a critical element of the wartime missions. We were stateside, and a lot of that had to do with communications. So I never did see any action. I did volunteer once to go to the Middle East, but other people were sent from my office. We didn't get that many deployments from where I was stationed, just because we were part of the wartime mission, but we were stateside. Does that make sense?
Sure does.
Yeah.
And let me explain to folks. For every one man or woman who is on the front line in a combat situation that's carrying a rifle that faces the enemy, there are 12 individuals behind that person supporting them. So there's logistics, there's communications, there's your pay. There are those who do all the transportation as far as ships and aircraft bringing logistics in. There are those crews. There are everybody that's in between. That person on the front line doesn't get his MREs in the mail. They get them from a ship or from an aircraft that's bringing them in. That bottled water comes in for logistics. That communication report, that's a satellite communication that comes in from enemy action all around wherever you're at, that comes to your office, like you said, with logistics and intel. And then from there, it's just deciphered back out to the front lines. And that's what we used to get before I went out on a convoy mission. I got that intel report. And that intel report came from the Marine Corps, and it came from the Air Force and from all other sources. And then I used that information as we left the gate and went out and faced the enemy every night face to face. Without that intel, without that information, we could not do our jobs. And it started with individuals just like yourself.
Yep. And you're exactly right, because my active duty station was the Air Intelligence Agency, and we helped the Marine Corps, Army quite a bit, Navy a little bit, but we were definitely a hub for military intelligence for all branches of the service.
Well, being a Stevie, I served with the Marine Corps everywhere. Stevies, you know, were the bastards of the Navy and the stepchild of the Marine Corps. Nobody really wants us, but here we are. We do what we do, and we do it well when we do it. And so we're coming up on a break, and we're going to take that break out, and we'll be right back. Listening to Battlefield Expressions.
That doesn't happen to men.
It's not just a woman's issue.
It only happened once.
I will intervene. But he's such a nice guy.
We will look out for each other.
What did she think would happen?
I will step in.
It's just the way people are.
It's on us to change the future for our children.
We will change the culture.
Get involved. One safe place. OSPShasta.org/change the culture.
Tune in to North State Now Thursday nights at 6 p.m. on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Our show features yours truly, Linda Bott, with Michelle Slade, Enjoy the Magazine, and Dr. Orna Gill, featuring music, art, health, wellness, shopping, and more.
SST Oil on Windham Lane in Reading, your source for specialty fuels and oils, including kerosene and low-sulfur fuel oil. They feature Toyotomi heating systems and on-demand water heaters. Save $100 on a new Toyotomi home water heater and ask about special savings for residents affected by the car fire. Locally owned SST Oil, supporting the community through summer fires and winter snows. Stay warm and cozy with Toyotomi and SST Oil. 241-1167. 241-1167.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need on-time, first-rate medical attention. Shasta Regional Medical Center, located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading, has the fastest possible transit and admission of emergency patients. We at Shasta Medical Center are dedicated to all patients who need care, regardless of their ability to pay. Shasta Regional Medical Center, delivering patient-centered health care with compassion, dignity, and respect for every patient and their family.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Ron Burroughs, retired United States Navy. I'm your host. And also you're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio show. If you'd like to call in this morning, the radio telephone number is 605-4567. Our guest this morning is Mayor of Reading, Adam McIlvaine, a former Air Force veteran. And good morning again, Mayor, and thank you for being here. And we're talking about your Air Force service and what you bring to our community as a veteran leader.
Yes. So, you know, I was born and raised on a farm in rural Nebraska. You know, I went to a rural school with 26 kids, K through 8. I had one girl in my grade growing up. So it was a quiet childhood. I didn't know how big the world was, you know, because I didn't see the ocean, I think, till I was 15.
Wow, yeah.
When I got to – I actually went to – after high school, I went to 2 years of college. And then we had September 11th. And I'd had two cousins that were already in the Air Force. And I really felt the desire to join after that. You know, there was a real sense of patriotism after September 11th.
Right.
And there was a lot of – there were a lot of folks that joined during that time, joined one of the branches. So I signed up and went in early 2002. I went as an Arabic linguist, went to basic in San Antonio, and then went off to Monterey, California.
Monterey, yes, linguistics school.
Right, and that's where I met my wife, Courtney. And Courtney was a Korean linguist in the Army. And we were serving at that school at the same time. And, you know, the language school, I feel really blessed that I got to be in that training scenario because it was joint service. And so for the year and a half that I was there, you know, I had great friends in the Army. I had great friends in the Navy. I had a couple friends in the Marine Corps. And
you know,
there was even some Coast Guard guys at the, you know, at the language school. Not very many. There was a couple walking around. They mostly kept to themselves, but it was a wonderful experience to get to participate with all four branches because you learned a lot about the different branches. You know, I just had great friends that went on to do pretty amazing things. And then I went to Biloxi to Keesler Air Force Base for a couple months to do some communications training and then wound up at the Air Intelligence Agency back in San Antonio and was there through my active duty career.
I served at Gulfport, Mississippi for our deployment for Iraq.
Oh, okay.
So they put us in the swamps at 100 degrees humidity so we could go to the desert at no humidity.
That sounds
so like,
right.
Holy mackerel. Why don't you send us to 29 Palms where we're in the desert?
Yep.
Instead of putting us into swamps where we're literally sweating to death because it's 100 degrees and 150% humidity, and guys are passing out because they can't keep enough water in them. I mean, we had guys we were putting IVs into just to get them into the helicopter to get them out of the training areas. It was so bad.
I remember
so yes,
when
it was on the other side of Keesler. So yes, yeah, been there, done that.
I remember when I got off the plane, and by the time I got to base, my orders had rolled up because of the humidity. You know, it was really strange going there from California. But so then I went back to San Antonio to the Air Intelligence Agency and served there through my active duty career. And then I actually did sign up for the Air National Guard in California before I was discharged from active duty. Came out here and did combat communications, which was quite a different environment than what I was used to. But it was a lot of fun, you know. And so because I'd been active duty, they pulled me to the group level. And we had four squadrons that were part of our group in California. It's the biggest Air Guard unit in the country, primarily because California is such a wealthy state,
right,
that they can afford that through the tax base. So we had four squadrons. One was and this is, you know, keep in mind this back in 2006-07. We had a Predator drone squadron. We had another drone squadron, the Global Hawk.
Global Hawks.
And then I remember we actually, when I was there, we got a hand-me-down satellite constellation from the NSA.
Wow.
Worth like $3.3 billion. I think it was 11 satellites. That was another squadron. And it was fun because every month we get together and do a mock deployment, you know, to the desert and set up the equipment as fast as we can and get everything going. And I really enjoyed that. And so I did a year in the Guard. I was, you know, there was a pretty significant reenlistment bonus if I had signed up again. But at the time, the governor was activating people to the border and to airports. And so my wife and I were just trying to start a family at that time, so I chose not to re-up. But I was really happy that I served in the Guard. It was a great transition from active duty into civilian life to still get to participate, you know, once a month. And then, you know, it was 1 weekend a month, 2 weeks a year. That's exactly what it was.
Right.
And it was a great experience for me. And I still have friends in California that are in the Guard.
So let me ask you a question when it comes back to you joining the Air Force. I had talked to a female veteran a while back, and she kind of had a little bit of an attitude, and she was upset because the only people that go in the military are poor people. Poor people are the only ones that go into military. It's the only opportunity they have to get out of where they're at. And I thought to myself, how can you make that statement when we have a all-volunteer military? Nobody is forced to go in there anymore. There's no law enforcement says either you join the military or you go to jail. They don't do that anymore. Mm-hmm. If you join the military, it's because you've chosen to join the military. It doesn't matter what branch of service it is. It's no difference whether you choose to go to Walmart or you go to Kmart. It's your choice.
Yeah.
And then for her to come off and make that statement, I just kind of was flabbergasted because I thought to myself, every person that I ever served with during my 23-year tenure in the United States Navy was somebody who had chosen to be there. And if they didn't, they finished their 4 years and they got out.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was really I'm not sure what her destination was or what her trip was during the time frame she was in the service. But I thought to myself, that's not a true statement. And for somebody to go around saying that breeds discontent and
no,
hate. Love the military, and I chose to be there just as yourself.
Mm-hmm. And that's not true. I had plenty of friends that came from more affluent backgrounds. And that's the magical thing about the military is that everybody comes from such a different background, yet somehow you're able to coalesce and come around the idea of being a patriot and serving your country. And everybody is, you know, born equal and we work together. My friends came from such a variety of backgrounds. It was unbelievable. You know, just all over the country, rich and poor. I think there is opportunity there. I remember running into a few people when I was serving that had joined to get their citizenship. And you know what? I thought that was really cool.
I do too.
You know, they say, hey, I'm going to give 4 years of my life to fight for this country because I want to become a citizen and I love it that much. I thought that was a very honorable way.
We need more to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need more to do that.
And they were great people and I loved working with them. So I really disagree with that statement because I've met plenty of people that came from affluent backgrounds that were serving in the military, both officers and enlisted.
And the military brings you to a middle ground.
It does.
It doesn't matter if you're a rich boy or a rich girl and you come in, you're treated the exact same
That's
way
right.
as the rest of us.
That's right.
You know, I came from a middle class family, and I chose to serve because my family, former, my mom, my dad, Navy, my grandfather, World War One, brothers or uncles of the Air Force, and Seabees during World War II. But even what I found was in the Seabees is when we had individuals that were coming from even lesser backgrounds or mm-hmm. poor backgrounds or anything else, they were given the hand up. They were encouraged to be part of the team. They were encouraged to succeed. They were encouraged to be better than where they came from so they could be better as they move forward in their lives. Mm-hmm. And I think that's one of the things that's so important about the military is that when you come together, the color that you are is like for the Marine Corps is green. When you come together for the Navy or the Air Force, your color is blue. There aren't any separate colors. You come together, you become a team color, and that's what you are the rest of the time that you're in the service. Now, Navy Seabees, we're part of the Navy. They pay us, but we serve with the Marine Corps everywhere. We were grunts with the Corps. They blew it up, and we rebuilt it.
Right.
And so, and we worked with the Air Force a lot with Red Horse. I'm sure you're familiar with Red Horse, which is the engineering group for the Air Force. And when Mather and McClellan were still going strong, we worked with them all the time in co-projects in the California area for community projects.
Yeah, my guard base was right literally out the front gate of McClellan that I went to every month. So, you're right. Everybody comes together, and it's just it's a wonderful thing. And honestly, I would recommend it to any young person that's thinking, and I'm not sure if you can still do the 2-year enlistment in the Army. Do you know if that's still available?
Oh, I don't know. I'm not sure what the Army's doing at this time.
Yeah, they had a 2-year enlistment when I was
looking. Though.
Yeah, it might be 3 now. But, you know, anyone that's interested in serving their country, it's a great way to build your own character, your internal constitution, interpersonal skills. Because the military really, and I gave a speech about a week ago and spoke about this, but it forced me to strip away some of the bad parts of my character, and new, stronger parts grew in its place, you know?
Sometimes you don't have a choice in that matter.
No, you don't have a choice. You really don't. But it's so good for you, and it's such a great reward, you know, for you personally. And I know not every veteran's experience is 100% positive, and a lot of people experience really traumatic things. And, you know, even people when I was in did. I had some friends that went through some difficult stuff.
We're going to take a break real quick, Adam. We're going to be right back. We're talking with Mayor Adam McIlvaine, former Air Force veteran. Thank you for being here. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio. Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and 2 sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and 2 fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the
the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palo Cedro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Don't distance yourself from your goals. At Shasta College, you can earn transfer-ready credits from the comfort of your couch or get job-ready for that high-demand career with convenient, cost-effective classes that work for you. Register now for fall classes. The semester starts August 17th, and now is the perfect time to take control of your future. Visit our website at shastacollege.edu or call 242-7500. Start your tomorrow today at Shasta College.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This is the best of Battlefield Expressions.
Slip the surly bonds of earth and dance the skies on laughter's silvered wings. Sunward I've climbed and joined the tumbling mirth of sun-split clouds and done 100 things you have not dreamed of. Wheeled and soared and swung high in the sunlit silence. Hovering there, I've chased the shouting wind along and flung my eager craft through footless halls of air. Up. Up the long, delirious, burning blue. I've topped the windswept heights with easy grace, where never lark nor even eagle flew. And while with silent, lifting mind, I've trod the high, untrespassed sanctity of space, put out my hand, and touched the face of God.
That poem that you just heard is High Flight, and that is one of the songs and poems that's put together for the United States Air Force back in the 1960s is when that came out. I remember they used to play it on TV as I was a kid, and I used to watch those T-38 Talons as they're flying through the sky, through the clouds. That was one of the reasons that I became a pilot when I was 16, started flying and got my pilot's license. Originally, I was going to fly for the military, but my eyes just were never good enough. So lots of hours out of my own pocket, lots of time in the cockpit, flying. But that's a different story for a different day. And you're listening to Battlefield Expressions. This is Senior Chief Rob Burrows. And our guest this morning is Mayor Adam McElvain, former Air Force veteran and now mayor of the city of Reading. And good morning, and thank you for being here today to talk about your service to our nation and your service to our community.
No, it's great to be here, and I certainly appreciate it and love the opportunity, because I don't get to talk about this part of my life very often, and it's such an important part. But yeah, I did 4 years active duty, and then did a year in the Air National Guard in California, and both of my honorable discharges are hanging in the mayor's office at City Hall right now. So it's nice to get to do that. And it was an interesting transition for me after I got out of the service. My wife was born and raised in Reading.
Okay.
You know, I'm originally from Nebraska, and we decided that when we got out of the service that we wanted to live close to grandparents to raise our family. And we both had a tremendous opportunity to continue working for the federal government because we both had top secret clearances. So I remember I looked before I got out of active duty, and there were 150 jobs in Virginia that were just open.
Sure.
You know, that I could have gone that direction. But I didn't want to live that life of, you know, sort of having to have that secret professional life that you can't share with your family or friends, and, you know, continue to work for the government and not necessarily get to decide where you live. So we moved back to Reading. We made a checklist between Reading and Nebraska, and Reading won every category, which is why when people talk down about Reading, I think, you know, it's all relative. You maybe spend a year in Nebraska and see what you think about Reading after that. But
not that, but you go anywhere else in the world and come back, and Northern California is probably one of the most beautiful places in the world.
It's beautiful. There's a lot. I mean, every place you live has its pros and cons.
Sure.
Absolutely. But the people in Reading are great. I love the city. You know, it's kind of like the warm porridge from Goldilocks. It's not too big. It's not too small. And it's the weather is, of course, beautiful. And I'm not sure if people – there's no wind here. I mean, sometimes it gets a little bit windy.
Right.
But
blowing snow?
Right.
Freezing temperatures?
You know, in Nebraska, when the wind comes up, sometimes it'll come up for a whole week. You know, it's not just a couple hours. It's a week. So – love living out here. And what happened is when we first moved back to Reading, within the first year or two that we moved back, I was approached by some community leaders asking if I would be interested in running for city council. And at the time I was, you know, 26, 27 years old, and I was interested. You know, I was interested in civic service after having done military service. And one of my good friends advised me to apply to be on one of the city commissions first, right, and get my feet wet before I jumped in up to my neck. And obviously I'm up to my neck at this point, but so I served on some city commissions, and I thought, you know, what was really – when I first got out of the military and moved back here, I was a little bit naive because I had assumed that local government – you know, when you're in the military, everybody operates on the basis of integrity.
Right.
Right?
Yep.
And if there is any – you're penalized heavily for not operating with integrity.
Without question.
Right. And that's one of the most wonderful things about being in the military is that you can rely on people. You can trust them, again, without hesitation. Because you're in an environment where everybody – integrity first, right?
And it boils down to life and death. That's the most extreme point. So you got to start at the small point and work like a V, because that's how important it is.
Exactly. And so Air Force was integrity first, service before self, excellence in all we do. And so I thought, working with the local government would be a cakewalk. So little did I know how different it really is. And so I did the commission work, and then decided in 2016 to run for city council, and was successful in my bid, and then was appointed mayor here last December, so I'll be the mayor of Reading through 2020. I love the job. I love getting to serve the people of this community, you know, in the capacity of mayor. It's a tremendous honor to get to serve at this level.
Well, we're thankful to have you here.
Well, I appreciate that. Yeah. And so it's, you know, it's not easy. It's a tough job. Absolutely. But I really like it. My wife is supportive and my family. So it works out great. And, you know, it's a better time to I do, again, feel blessed to get to be on the council during this time because we're sort of in a recovery mode at the city. We, you know, as I'd mentioned, I think you mentioned my speech earlier, 10 years ago when the recession hit, it sort of blew the city back on its feet, right? And our service levels went way down. And then the state started releasing prisoners. We have less police officers. Crime started to go up, especially the petty crime, the break-ins and stuff. Started to go up, and then they did the Prop 57 and 47, and so we've got you know, more people on the streets. We can't you know, we can't cite them for certain things. You know, felonies became misdemeanors, misdemeanors became citations. So it's kind of been like this moving target, and it finally feels like we've really started to get our feet planted and be able to start pushing back against some of these things, that these headwinds that we've been facing for the last couple of years. And so that's really exciting. And a lot of that has to do with the biggest gear, I think, the biggest gear in the system, and that's the economy, and that we're seeing a really, really strong economy. We have the lowest unemployment on record.
That's fantastic.
It's great because that means more people are working. That means wages are going up. Family members can more easily support another family member that may be going through troubling times.
Right.
That maybe would be on the street otherwise. Everything works better when the economy is doing well. The nonprofits do better. It just sort of greases the wheels all over the place. You know, we're getting more tax revenue at the city. We're able to hire more police officers.
I saw last night on the news that from 2008 to now, there was a large dip like a saddle. And this year, 2019, going into 2020, I mean, the police, because of the police force being stronger and coming back in and being proactive of finding the crimes and the issues that are on the streets, that the crime has dropped. I mean, it showed a big significance in that green line on that graph that they showed last night in the news. And I know that part of that is your service and your duty, and that you're going to continue to make that happen throughout 2020. We're going to take a quick break. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions, and we'll be right back.
No one plans to visit the emergency room, but when life's accidents happen, you need to get treated, not seated. Shasta Regional Medical Center is located at 1100 Butte Street in downtown Reading. They have emergency room doctors and staff that guarantee you will be seen by a medical professional within 30 minutes of your arrival. Shasta Regional Medical Center believes in delivering patient-centered health care with compassion and respect for every patient and their family.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Join us February 7th from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. for Chocolate After Dark at Turtle Bay. Enjoy chocolate delicacies, wine and beverage tastings, and see our brand new exhibitions. Tickets are $40 and include a souvenir wine glass. Buy your ticket today at turtlebay.org.
Make this year turtly awesome with the Turtle Bay membership. Get free access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and much more. Family memberships are just $90. That's less than $10 a month for a whole year of fun. Get yours today at turtlebay.org.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert. Like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
We're in the process of updating our equipment here at KCNR. Now, if you hear a little extra static or perhaps a little silence between commercials, we're aware and appreciate your patience as we address these issues.
Andrews Tower, good morning. Angel Flight Bravo 02 ready for takeoff. Angel Flight Bravo 02, you're number one for takeoff. Runway 25, get them home, boys.
All I ever wanted to do was fly. Leave this world and live in the sky. I left the C-130 out of Fort Worth town. I go up some days, I don't want to come down. Well, I fly that plane, call the Angel Flight. Come on, brother, you're with me tonight. Between heaven and earth, you're never alone. On the Angel Flight, come on, brother, I'm taking you home.
Good morning. You're listening to Battlefield Expressions. Our guest this morning is Adam McElvain, mayor of the city of Reading, former Air Force veteran, and Angel Flight, if you're not sure or don't know what Angel Flight is, that is the flight that brings our American men and women home under the flag that they gave their lives for and brings them home to their families and back to our nation from the combat zone. And as we talk about the integrity of those who serve, we talk about those who sacrifice and give their lives for every one of us. We're talking with Adam this morning, and he is sharing his Air Force experience, and we're talking about that integrity of our men and women in uniform that he's helping to bring back to our community and onto the streets and into our police department and to each one of us as citizens to help this be a better community. Good morning, Adam.
Good morning. And so, yeah, thanks again for having me today. And we were discussing the police department. And so, yeah, that's my main priority as the mayor, is to make sure that our law enforcement has the resources that they need to get the job done. And as you had mentioned, we are seeing this transition now over about the past year and a half, where we had been pushed back by the recession and the early release of prisoners, sort of this West Coast homeless explosion has been part of this. And we've been able to start hiring back officers, and it's really changed. And this is something that I campaigned on 3 years ago, was turning our police force more into a proactive police force like it used to be, instead of reactive. And as a veteran, you understand very much the difference between being reactive and proactive.
And when we're in Iraq, if we weren't proactive against the enemy took advantage of us. It is called being either a hard target or a soft target, and we always wanted to be a hard target, not a soft target. We want that for our community. We don't want our community to be a hard target, not a soft target.
Right, and so we're seeing that transition now, and it's really good for the morale too of our police officers, because they're out there, and my hat's off to them for the sacrifices that they make. But it's a tough job. They have to deal with a lot of the same troublemakers over and over, and you know, we'll hopefully see some more beds at the jail from the county. And that is the county, you know, runs the jail. The city does not run the jail. But we're the first line of, you know, we're the first line of defense against chaos. With our police department and law enforcement is literally our primary responsibility to the taxpayer, is to make sure that people and their property are protected and are safe in Reading.
Well, if people don't feel safe, they're not going to go out in the community at night or during the day. If businesses don't feel safe, they're not going to invest in the community because they're afraid that their investment will be lost or stolen or destroyed mm-hmm. by homeless people or from indigents in our community. And I know it's a tasking job for you as the mayor in our community and for our police department and for the sheriff's department to deal with all of these transients. And making marijuana illegal does not help anything because people want to steal for their marijuana fix and or their drug fixes. So it's a catch-22 on many levels.
Right. And I think, I'm not sure if that's had as much of an impact as, you know, heroin has definitely been the big one and the prescription drugs, which I think is the gateway to a lot of people doing heroin. Of course, meth is still a problem. It hasn't gone away. So there are significant issues, and a lot of these issues are really affecting our young people, you know, today. And it's really a sad thing to see, and I hope that we can turn that around. I think it's got a lot to do with culture. I think it's got a lot to do. I think some of it's a little bit generational, but there are deeper issues going on. We're seeing the symptoms, right?
And we're a small community compared to the larger cities. I mean, even in Chico or in Stockton, Sacramento, San Francisco, all throughout the rest of California.
Right.
But we can see that reflection because at the end of the Northern California area, we become the bus stop for those other issues.
Yep.
And you have to take care of all those bus stop issues.
Mm-hmm. And it is. So we are subject to California. And a lot of the headwinds that we face come from Sacramento, and we do our best to deal with that and compensate. But again, I feel, you know, I started going to city council meetings in 2006, 2007, and things were amazing in 2006, 2007. This was before the recession. Okay. But Reading was doing exceptionally well. And then we saw that the transition with the recession, and the state laws and stuff. And it feels stronger today than we felt in a long time. And when you look at, say, 5 or 6 years ago and you take, say, the most 10 most important things, indicators that we could look at, you know, 8 out of 10 were going in the wrong direction.
Sure.
Right. Now we're in a position where 8 out of 10 things are going in the right direction. You know, we're trending. We're getting more mental health beds. We're getting more jail beds. We're getting more police officers. So everything keeps going in the right direction, and we just need to keep pushing, and keep our foot on the gas to get back to where we want to be.
Well, I think one of the things that's really important is that because you're coming from a diversified military background, you're coming from a level playing field with almost a different mindset. You didn't grow up in this community, so you're bringing in new ideas that are not from this community, mm-hmm. especially since you're coming from an intelligence background. You're bringing in things that you would look at from a different point of view than others who never had that opportunity. I think that that's – especially the integrity of having a top-secret clearance. Not that that matters to the city of Reading, but the military doesn't entrust you with information that you're not trustworthy to have with. Which makes you a responsible individual, dropping back to that integrity factor. And having somebody like you in our community as a leader brings that whole different spectrum of leaderships with the integrity and a level playing field for all of our citizens. You're a 360-degree leader. You're not a left or a right or a good old boy or whatever else. You look at everything from a 360-degree point of view. And I think that that's so imperative as you lead in our community.
Yeah, I think you're right. And I also, you know, when you obviously different council members have different political positions, but on the council I feel very much part of a team, even though we disagree on certain things.
Sure.
And that's from serving in the military. It was never – in the military, it's never I.
No.
You're always part of a team. You have a mission. You want to accomplish the mission as efficiently as you can, and you have to work together to get there. So I do see it as being very much part of a team. Again, it does – even on the city council, you know, it takes 3 out of the 5 votes to get – something passed.
Sure.
And
diversity.
It does.
That's part of the diversity.
And you know, I'm definitely very positive on the future. We have our challenges. We have issues that we have to keep working on. There's not, you know, you're always going to have some issues. We have some bigger, you know, we have pretty much one really big issue right now. And then some smaller issues, and we'll, you know, we'll continue to work on that. And we think about it all the time, and we're always looking at new strategies. And I think we'll probably see some new strategies this year, cause I've been, really pushing for that, so that we can hopefully, get some changes. And again, if the economy stays strong, that helps us all the more. You know, that it really makes the problems a little bit easier to deal with.
And that's a great opportunity for you. While the economy is strong, it gives you the opportunity to build our community while the assets are here to build the community. Mm-hmm. And when people are doing well with their businesses in the community and they're thriving, they want to look for new ideas to help continue to build that, to make it a better community. Mm-hmm. We don't know how long that'll last, but we want to make sure that we can do that as long as it does last, mm-hmm. so we can move forward with it. Yeah. So as we'll have just a few minutes here left as we talk, I just want you to finish up with some ideas that you want to throw out to our community as you have the opportunity to talk. And always, we want to invite you back when you want to talk.
Okay. Well, you know what I would say is any young people that are thinking about military service, I'd really encourage you to try it. I don't think I've met one person that ever regretted their time in the service. Not one. I'm sure there are a few out there because there are with everything.
Some of them regret getting out of the service.
Some, yeah. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. There's. I've met all kinds of people that wished they had stayed in. Even the folk after they hit 20, they wish they'd stayed in for a little bit longer. And so, yeah, I would, you know, if that's an option, it can help you get through school. But it's definitely something that helps to round out your character. I would not say the same thing for city council. You know, it's not something that's right for everybody. I certainly enjoy it, and it's
sometimes it's a hostile environment.
I enjoy that that level of service, and it's just an honor to get to be able to serve people again at this level. And it's surreal for me to be in this position because, you know, I was an enlisted guy like you.
Right. Are you working your butt from the bottom up?
And now I feel like an officer. You know, I have to wear my civilian class A's every day, right? I'm always in a suit and tie. And so it's a different environment for me because I was always an enlisted guy.
Adam, Mayor of Reading.